Blog Talk Radio.
How can the host be fucking on? I'm not on. Hello. How's everyone doing? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Cheyenne.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. So you guys, we are live, and we had a little bit of technical difficulty, and I do sincerely apologize for that. So you were on live with the Curvy Confidential, hosted by me, Christina Denise, the founder and editor of CurvyGirlChronicles.net, and we have on the line plus model or curve model, Cheyenne Lee. Hi, can you hear me, Cheyenne?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Excellent, excellent. Is there an echo? Because there's an echo on my side.
There is an echo, actually.
I wonder what's causing that. I will try to work on that as we're talking, but I know that people are very interested in talking to you and hearing from you, so I'm going to let you tell your social media handles, who you are, and then we'll get moving while I work on technical difficulties.
Okay, no problem. Well, where do I begin? My name is Cheyenne Lee. I am a 22-year-old curve model, plus model, voluptuous model, whatever you'd like to call it. I've been modeling since I was about 16, and I started professionally at the age of 19 working with a company called ModCloth. It was one of the best companies I could have ever got my start with. They have helped me so much to grow as a model and to really find myself and be comfortable with who I am in my body and in my own skin. To see my social media, you can find it at The Cheyenne Lee on Instagram. So it would be T-H-E-C-H-E-Y-E-N-N-E-L-E-E. I don't really have a Twitter, and on my Facebook, it's just Cheyenne Lee plus model if you type it in, and those are all my handles. Where do I begin? I really love being a plus model because everything it stands for. We live in a society where it's always trying to make us feel like we have to fit into a certain category or be a certain type of look or, you know, even a skin color or a size. And it's just like, how do you classify beauty? How can you tell someone what's beautiful and what's not? I mean, everybody has something beautiful about them.
Good
and
point.
I honestly feel like the most beautiful thing is beneath the skin. So it's so hard living in a world where they make it seem like everything on the outside is so important when really that's some of the most least important things about being alive and being on this earth, I feel.
That's an excellent point. So first I want to say thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for coming on tonight. I apologize to everybody for the reverb here. And I'm trying to fix it, technical difficulty. But I also want to do a little few housekeeping things. So we are using technology. So if I drop off or Cheyenne drops off, you guys keep listening because we're going to call right back in. Additionally, if you're calling in to speak to Cheyenne or to me, don't be shy. Just press 1 on your phone, and that'll alert me that you would like to speak. You can find Curvy Girl Chronicles at curvygirlchronicles.net, and I will share the rest of our social media after I speak to Cheyenne. So, Cheyenne, I'd like for you to tell me a little bit about, I know that ModCloth was a great experience, the last time I had this podcast, you called in, and you were saying how sometimes you get trolls on your site. You know, those people who call, who write notes on your page, and they're not being nice. Let's put it that way. And I want to talk a little bit more about that as we talk about the increase in body positivity also sometimes increases the hate. So tell me what you think about that and your experience.
Well, that's it's a very interesting subject because I have spoken with fellow plus-size models that I've worked with on set, and we all experience it. And it's just so weird that because I love myself, people hate me or, you know, don't like me or I make them upset for loving myself. And it was something that really messed with me for a long time because I'm like, what is wrong with me being comfortable with who I am? This is my body. This is me. It's what I was given. And if it offends you, that's honestly a personal problem. And once I realized that, it really helped me not feel bad when someone has an opinion that is negative or, you know, doesn't believe that you can be beautiful no matter what size, shape, or color. And, I mean, yeah, sometimes people will leave comments on my pictures, and I'm just like, okay, so my self-love makes you upset. Personal problem, not my problem.
Exactly.
I let it go because it's true, like, the more you're happy about yourself and the more you shine a light, the dark doesn't like that. And you can't let other people's opinions affect you because at the end of the day, it's probably their own insecurities that they're putting on you. Because let's be real here. If you're really a happy person and you're happy with your life and you feel good, you wouldn't have time to try and tear other people down. You would be out being productive and spreading love and being happy.
That is an excellent point. And that's good advice for people who are getting that. Maybe they're not modeling or they just have different something different they're doing in their life, whether it's a high school student, a college student, that, you know, to have that kind of confidence to brush off the haters, to brush off the trolls. And it can be so difficult with social media these days. Talk to me a little bit about trying to get signed with a modeling agency. I know a lot of people want to know about that.
Well, that's an interesting subject as well. Mm-hmm. I recently just signed with IPM. It's a
Yay,
great...
Yay, congrats!
thank you. It's a great agency, but I would say the best way to get signed is, first of all, definitely work on your portfolio. You need to have good headshots that show your natural beauty, your shape, your size. What I personally did is I just I went online, I typed in all the good agencies, and I sent in – a lot of them have actually online forms where you can fill them out and send in, and they'll respond to you if they're interested. So I went and did my research for hours.
That's practical.
Yeah, I spent hours online just looking up different agencies and filling in the forms and sending in the pictures. If you have good headshots and you show your body right, you use a good photographer, it's most likely that they will reach back to you and you will have your options of, like, where you want to sign and where you want to go.
Excellent. So it sounds like you definitely had a plan. How long did it take you before you got signed? Because I know some people think it happens overnight.
Well, what actually happened is about a year and a half ago, I had some people reach out to me, some agencies reach out to me, and I was working actually like on movie sets as a personal assistant, and I never signed because I was just content with like working with ModCloth and doing my part-time job. And one day I decided that I was going to move to New York, and I came out here, and just by chance, I had spoken to IPM about a year ago, and I never really made the decision. I think it was more of just like I wasn't ready to sign. I mean, I still felt very young, and I still felt like I have to be this image and have this confidence and show it that I really wasn't ready to do. So when I came to New York this year, I just felt so empowered to, like, go for it. And I reached out to IPM again and sent in my info, and it was all downhill from there.
Okay, so it sounds like you were really ready.
I think I was ready this time. Before, I wasn't. And, you know, it's hard to go into something that you're not ready for and you can't give your all to. And I would never want to do that, you know? I want to, like, make sure that when I'm into it, I'm ready and I'm going to take it by the horns and just, you know, run with it.
Excellent. Okay, so first of all, you did an exercise in restraint. You didn't run out in time with the first person. You found what was right for you and a move that was right for you. So talk to me a little bit more about the experience being signed versus working on your own.
Well, I guess I would say it was – wait, I'm sorry. Can you clarify that again? The playback kind of faded out. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, so sorry. My phone dropped out, so... Please continue with what you were saying previously.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I needed you to say again what you just asked me. I couldn't really hear it.
I'm sorry. So my phone dropped out. So just as I mentioned, technical difficulties happen. So I was just saying to tell us a little bit more, just kind of repeat your last statement because my phone dropped out and I missed it.
Oh, no problem.
Technology. Well,
right, gotta love it. And Mercury is in retrograde, so technology is not the business right now. Let's be real here.
Okay, I'm going to come back to that because I want to know more about Mercury being in retrograde.
Everybody, if you don't know what that is, look it up. It will help you. I'm serious. Trust me. It will explain a lot. But pretty much, I just really felt like I wasn't ready to sign, and I was honestly working on myself because, you know, it's easy to say, oh, I love myself, I'm confident, I feel beautiful. But let's be real here. As women, we have our days where we're just like, oh, I'm ugly, I'm fat, I don't know what I'm doing with my life, where am I going, you know? And for the past year, to be honest, I was kind of suffering from depression. And I just had personal things. Yeah, a lot of things hit me at once, like from having family members who are close to me, you know, raise me, falling ill and just dealing with my own mind and being my own worst enemy. And so when I finally overcame that and realized, you know, life is always going to be hard. There's always going to be problems. You know, some days you're going to feel good. Some days you're not going to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Some days are going to be easy. Some days are going to be hard. And once I finally just accepted that, like, we all have this idea that we're going to go for a goal, we're going to achieve it, and it's just going to happen. And it doesn't. You know, life works in some of the craziest ways, and I'm sure we all know that, you know?
Right.
And so for the past year, it was just kind of like a time of confusion for me and trying to love myself, even though I'm living in a world where they tell you, you know, you're not perfect, you're not skinny, you're not this, you're not that,
mm-hmm.
you can't. And the truth is, you can do whatever you want, but it starts with you believing that you can.
Excellent.
And once I just was like finally... I was just like, I'm done being my own worst enemy. I want to go forward. I want to be happy. I want to do these things that I've always dreamt of doing it. And I just decided that I was going to do it. Everything just kind of came together in a way. And that's when I came to New York. I reached out to agencies. I got signed. And
Excellent. It
was a lot of hard work, though. It's sometimes, you know, people think it's just easy. You know, you look pretty. You take pictures. It's a lot more than just, you know, looking good. You have to feel good, and you have to believe in yourself. And when I wasn't, it was hard. It was so hard.
That is such an important point to bring up. And I recently just co-hosted an event with an organization called Black Girls Smile that deals with mental health and mental wellness in young girls and women of color. And at this event, we were talking about self-care, like how important it is to take care of yourself, to recognize when you're feeling overwhelmed, like you did when you first said no to the modeling agency, and so forth and so on. So I really do appreciate you sharing that, because people think everything is, you know, super sweet, caramel-coated with cream on top, and it's not always like that. Tell me about some of your favorite photographers. You mentioned how good, how important it is to have good photos. Who are some of your favorites?
Okay, well, not to go back to Mod Cloth again, but they have some of the most amazing photographers I have ever worked with. I remember my first time shooting in lingerie. I was 19, and I was so scared. I was like, I have to be in lingerie in front of a room full of people and feel confident. And I was the only plus model there.
Wow.
Yeah, I was.
And now I see your Instagram. You're in lingerie all the time.
I know, right? You know, no, love being naked. No, I'm just kidding. I was in a room full of people, and I was the only plus model. I think there was, like, two other models, and I was just like, how am I going to do this? Like, oh, my gosh, you know, thunder thighs. I'm not feeling good. What am I doing? And they just were so supportive, and just really, like, when I got in front of the camera, you know, I didn't really know what to do because I was nervous. Uh-huh. And just they talked me through it. They really made me feel good about myself and made me feel like I could do this. And they were some of the best photos I've probably ever taken in lingerie.
Wow.
Yeah, and I really thought, like, this is going to be terrible, you know?
Right. Okay, so for someone who is – okay, I see a caller on the line that I think wants to speak, and I wanted to make sure we get to them. So, caller, I hear you. Press 1 if you're interested in talking. So for someone who doesn't know Mod Cloth, what are some good signs of a good photographer versus maybe a not so great photographer?
Okay, so I feel honestly a good photographer can capture women's curves. Some of the best photographers I've seen, they really only do curve women, because let's be real here, to take a picture of a skinnier, straight, you know, not so curvy woman in clothes is easy. Like, they can look good in any type of clothes, any outfit,
right,
and the picture will come out great. Whereas when I work with photographers who actually only photograph, you know, mostly curvy women, they're used to it. They know what angles to get. They know how to hide my double chin or, you know, make everything look good. And so oftentimes I feel better when I work with photographers who strictly stick to plus models, because I get in and get out and it's a good shoot. Whereas when I'm working with photographers who, you know, they do landscape or they do just every kind of photography, usually it's a lot more work to, like, have that, to have my angles and have my body be shown the way I want it to. You know, it's a lot more like, let's try this, let's try that. Whereas with photographers who do mostly work with curvy models, they know. Like, they know how to do it.
Okay, that's an excellent point. All right, so I'm going to get this next caller on, but I'm going to, caller, I see you. I'm going to do a little microphone check here to see if maybe I fix the problem. So let me know if you can hear me. Okay, can you hear me? Did you hear me speaking?
I can hear you.
Okay. So, can you hear me now? Hello? Okay. There's something seriously going on with this. Okay. Let's get the caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Please state your name.
My
name
is Stacy. Hi, my name is Stacy. I'm calling from the Palm Springs, California area.
Oh, and hi.
I just wanted to ask Cheyenne if in her spare time, does she do any kind of volunteer work or volunteer at any kind of, you know, a shelter or maybe an animal care center?
That is an excellent question. Cheyenne?
Well, I actually haven't recently, but when I was in high school and I had a lot more free time, my mom, we would always go to shelters and oftentimes adopt animals. And unfortunately, my grandma didn't like that because we'd always bring them home. But she ended up loving them anyway, so yeah.
That's an interesting question. So And Paula, if you have another question, you're welcome to ask it. I'm just wondering what spurred that, because I think it's important to not only model and do the pretty pictures and get the likes on social media, but to give back. And it sounds like you used to do some of that when you were younger. I think that caller hung up. But so I'm just curious, do you find time to do that in New York?
I actually do. I've been working on it. I have a project that I'm not quite finished with. It's up in the air.
Uh-huh.
But I actually, I'm starting an advice column because oftentimes, I mean, since I was younger, like, my friends have come to me with their problems, and they're always like, wow, like, you should become a psychologist or something. And I'm like, maybe not that, but I really would like to have an advice column, and that's something that I've been working on. I made the blog. It has the button. I just have to, like, start promoting it and getting it going. Ideally, like, a career I would want would be to write for, like, a newspaper or a magazine and do an actual advice column, not just on my personal blog.
That's interesting. So, okay, yeah. So let's test that. I'm going to give you a dilemma right now, and you can give me advice, Cheyenne advice.
Okay.
Okay, okay. So let's see, what should I say? Okay. So, wait, first of all, are you more advice on modeling, or is it more like relationship advice, or what is it?
Honestly, surprise me. I like
I'm putting you on the spot, but I put myself on the spot because I have to think of a question. All right, so here goes. So, let's say, here's a good one. So, we're talking about curves. And we're talking about being body positive. So let's say someone writes into you, I'm going to say teenager, like 18 and over 18, but maybe not 21 yet. And young lady, beautiful plus size lady, she's curvy, all of that. She's dating someone. But they never really go out anywhere. And he loves her curves, but he doesn't talk about them in front of his friends. So he only loves them in private. What advice would you give her? She's wondering,
honestly,
does he really like me? Should I just stick around? What should I do? All right,
I would tell her to tell him bye, because that's actually something I've experienced. Like,
really?
I've had men confess to me that they love my body, I'm their type. And then on top of that, they'll say, but, you know, I never have really dated a thick girl or a heavier girl. And I'm like, so you're telling me you like me and I would be your perfect girl, but you can't date me seriously. So I honestly think, like, if he can't appreciate you and show you to the world and actually treat you like you're his woman, then you need to let him go, because, first of all, it seems like he can't even handle all the curves anyways.
Right.
And you need you want a man who can, you know?
Exactly. So your advice is bye, like Beyonce. Tell them, boy, bye.
Yeah, because to me, if you love somebody, you want to tell the world about them, you know?
Right.
You would never hide somebody who brings you joy and brings you happiness. You would never hide them.
So that is an excellent answer. I think we all will be waiting patiently for your advice column. I see another caller. I think it may be the original one. And they logged out. I'm going to see if they have another question. And caller, please state your name, where you're from, and your question. Hi, caller. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Curvy Confidential.
I can't understand it.
Hello? Thank you for tuning in.
Hello?
Yes. Please say your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Paul, and I'm calling from Indio, California.
Excellent. What is your question?
My question is, I wonder if a large men had a problem dating small women.
I don't know. I feel like I see a lot of women who like chubby guys, too.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a problem. I honestly feel like I see that a lot.
Okay. Maybe put your phone on mute if you're in a public area.
can't hear him.
Hello?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Did you hear Cheyenne's answer?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling. Do you have another question for Cheyenne?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm going to mute you, but you can continue to listen in.
Thank you.
Okay. Cheyenne?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that. First of all, I do apologize to the listeners for the sound quality. We've never had that happen before. I have a USB headset, and I don't know what's going on with it. But, you know, the show must go on. I will try to fix and post-edit. But regardless of the echo, the feedback, that just means you get all this fabulous information twice. And we all know sometimes more is better, right, as curvy women. So, Sam, we have about 3 more minutes, and I would like for you to take time to leave us with a final thought.
I'm sorry, what was the last part?
We have about 3 minutes left, and I'd like for you to take time to leave us with a final thought.
Well, my final thought would be, as Grace Jones has said, we are not perfect. We all have things that people might not like to see, but you should still show it. I want everybody to just know that you should love yourself, because at the end of the day, you're all you have, and you're great. No matter what you feel that is negative about yourself or your insecurities or fears, me being a plus model is living proof that you can do what you want and you're unstoppable.
That is excellent. And as we all know, Grace Jones definitely showed it. And she's a great role model for confidence, a great confidence role model. And wouldn't you know, with 3 minutes left, I figured out how to fix that echo. Absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. But, you know, that's life, and we push on, we push on. So we have about 2 minutes left, and I really like that closing thought. The one thing I didn't hear you mention is, what size are you? People are probably wondering what size you are.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it just depends because, you know, some clothing brands are different than others.
Mm-hmm.
I am really about.
Hello? Oh, Cheyenne, we lost you. The phone just, your phone cut off right at the very last minute. Call back in. We have 2 minutes. We want to hear more about you. And we have a caller here, so I'll get the caller on the line. Hello,
I'm
caller.
I am a caller.
Yes. Hi. Hold. Yes.
Okay. Hi.
Hold on.
I just wanted to say one thing about Cheyenne.
Mm-hmm.
Just everything that I order for the magazine fits me just right. After I see her wearing it, it's just perfect for me. So.
Oh, that's excellent. Thank
yes.
you. And your name?
My name is Rachel.
Rachel, are you calling from California?
I sure am.
Cheyenne has lots of fans in California. Thank you so much, for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, and please continue to tune into the Curvy Confidential and
okay.
follow my blog, curvygirlchronicles.net, because we always are about body positivity. And I'm glad that you see someone reflected in the magazine that looks like you and has your body style, and you can know that when you purchase that piece of clothing, it's going to look good. So that's
yes.
amazing. Thank,
thank
you so
you.
Much.
Thank you.
Cheyenne?
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so we have 57 seconds. Your size really quickly, and then I'm going to shout out social media one more time.
I'm a size 14 and 12. It depends on the clothes.
Okay, and she wears it well. So, and she already told, tell them where they can find you on Instagram again.
You can find me at the Cheyenne Lee, and then on Facebook you can find me at Cheyenne Lee Plus Model.
Okay. Thank you, Cheyenne. You've been an amazing guest, even through our technical difficulties. Thank you to everyone who called in from Cali. We love you guys. And
I know.
Also,
that's so funny.
Also, please continue to tune in to the Curvy Confidential. Follow Christina Denise, me, at curvygirlchronicles.net or on Instagram at curvygirl_chronicles or on Facebook, just search Curvy Girl Chronicles. And in the Google Play Store, I do have an app. So thank you for joining the Curvy Confidential. Thank you, Cheyenne. We're out.
Goodbye. Thank you.